Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we made it to the NFL season. And unlike the in year seven, that's incredible. Year seven of the John Kincaid Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We are a four-hour show, so we've always given way during the last hour of the show. For a few years, it was Mike Francesa sharing his great insights on the NFL. I'm reading that. And then it was Damon Amendolara, but now we're going to go 4 hours. So we appreciate you being a part of that. And you can get in anytime you want at 855-212-4CBS when we get into some of the discussion. I would appreciate it if, again, and if I didn't tell you this all summer long and tell you this year after year, so I'm not spiking the football, I'm not telling you something that using hindsight 2020, when is the national media going to stop licking the boots of Jim Harbaugh? When is the national media going to do their job, stop just pandering at the feet of Jim Harbaugh? He is an underachiever at Michigan. Don't spin it any other way. Every single player on campus is his player. This is the team built in his vision, recruited in his vision. Don't spin to me the Big Ten Network talking points. Well, you know, he's rounding into shape at Michigan. You know, you got to give the guy time to take the program. He's Brady Hoke after a month of SlimFast. What are you talking about? And with all the resources given to him of that brand, Jim Harbaugh has been underachieving for years, but the national media has covered for his backside. Enough of it. Embarrassing. Physically pushed around by Army yesterday. How do you build a roster at Michigan? How in the world do you build a roster? You had five recruiting classes. And you've got a team that is mushy soft, marshmallow soft, getting pushed around by Army for four quarters and into overtime, physically winning at the point of attack. That should never happen. That should never happen. And no disrespect meant to Army. It played a hell of a game. But please stop with Jim Harbaugh. Hey, Jim, write another book. Write another book. Give us some more of your words of wisdom. Deflect away. When they went on Fox to the desk at halftime of the Army game, I couldn't wait to get over there. And Urban Meyer sitting there at the desk with this grin on his face, just being like, wait a minute, Harbaugh's at it again. I vacated the Big Ten, and Harbaugh's regressed. And the national media couldn't wait to lap it up for Jim Harbaugh. He's got Dubois in the national media that I swear must polish his shoes, pick up his dry cleaning, and get his car washed for him. Do your job now. Do your job. Have a responsible take on it and flat out say it. Five recruiting classes in. If his name wasn't Jim Harbaugh, if he hadn't had some success at the NFL level, you would be saying this guy is overmatched. This guy is not ready for the stage. This guy is not delivering. Enough's enough. Do your job, national media. Stop carrying the mail for Jim Harbaugh. Stop doing his PR pieces for him. Well, look where we took the boys this year to Rome. Oh, isn't this great? This is Michigan football. Michigan football is supposed to be about Michigan and about winning. That's what the brand means. It's not about your field trips to Rome. My gosh. It's terrible. Absolutely terrible. Enough Harbaugh. All right, kickoff Sunday in the NFL. And I do believe we are going to say more than the last few years, this is the year of the defense in the NFL. Not just by that little bit of a snooze fest on opening night, which, by the way, did like record ratings numbers. Yeah, the NFL's just dying, just absolutely dying, killing it. Colin Kaepernick, you know, people have just turned off the NFL. Not so fast. Yeah, everybody's back. Everybody who said they'd never watch an NFL game, well, not only are they back, but their neighbors are now watching too. But where everything has been about epic offense, and I do believe we are going to see some really spectacular performances this year. But do I believe the Kansas City Chiefs will exceed what they did last year? No. Do I believe we're going to see defenses taking more of the center stage in the NFL this year? Yes. I'll go out on a limb and say that when we're talking in November and December, we are going to be discussing some teams playing defense at a renewed level of enthusiasm than we have in previous years. I know that offense sells, and it really does. But my guess is we're going to see improved defense in a lot of NFL outposts during this upcoming season that kicks off today. You're going to see better defense played, which is going to end up being a storyline, which for me is fine. I don't mind 17, 13 NFL games. I know a lot of people don't like it. A lot of people don't like it when it's 20 to 16. They want to see more offense. If I see great play on defense, I'm just as fine with that. That it doesn't in any way take away my enjoyment of the game, my enthusiasm for watching. It is a dawn of a new day today. New time in the NFL. You wake up and you say, can I see a team compete for a Super Bowl? Like, can I see the Kansas City Chiefs? Can I see them compete for a Super Bowl this year playing a brand of even respectable defense? Just give me respectable, middle-of-the-road average defense. And if their offense performs at a high level, they're going to find their way to Miami for a Super Bowl. They can do it. Am I going to see defense played in the NFL to a level that we haven't seen it played in the last few years? I don't believe people are turned off by defense. And I'll go out on a limb and tell you that this year we're going to be talking about renewed defenses in the NFL. And that maybe the defenses start to catch up. My theory being is that, like the Chiefs last year, and you watched Mahomes just tear things up, just absolutely tear things up. And I do believe he's going to still have a spectacular year, yes. But when you give defensive coordinators a year to catch up, they can usually make adjustments. They can usually find some ways to be able to defend you a little better than they did the year before. My guess is you're going to see that happen. And I would like to tell you to stay away from the week one hyperbole in the NFL, because we're going to expect some of that today. It was talked about earlier on this week. I heard a few different voices on local and national radio talking about it, and I thought it was an excellent point to make. Last year, opening week, we thought the New Orleans Saints stunk. They gave up almost 50 points at home to Jameis Winston and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And the proclamations were, wow, Tampa, Saints suck. I believe those talking points changed. Saints, though, one of those amazing teams I'm going to be talking about this year. And I really want to watch and see, how do you rebound from the last two seasons? How do you see your season lose on the Minneapolis Miracle and then the very next year with a home game in the NFC Championship game, you see a call go against you that prolonged the game, and then you see your team gag it up, winning the toss in overtime, and Drew Brees gags it up. I would suggest to anyone out there, too, if you are throwing dirt on Drew Brees' career, and I've heard him called noodle arm this week, I've heard Drew Brees on national radio that last year he had a noodle arm at the end of the year. Okay. You can doubt Drew Brees all you want. I'm not going to fall into that camp. Drew Brees has taken a sledgehammer to enough teams' knees that I'm going to just suggest that we wait a little bit before we bury Drew Brees. I think he's going to make adjustments. We'll find out where he ends up.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.